It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hospitalizations for COVID-19 crept up slightly Thursday, while other key metrics are seeing signs of improvement. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The state reported 822 patients in its hospitals with confirmed cases of COVID-19. That's up 8 from the day before. For weeks, the number of patients hospitalized has been dropping from a peak of nearly 2,000 at the start of December. The 7-day positivity rate fell again to 6.47%, well below the heights of the fall surge. But it's not yet down below the desired 5% rate. Vaccinations continue to rise gradually. 271,000 doses have been given. Nearly 50,000 people have gotten both recommended doses. About 4% of the state's population has now gotten at least one dose. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis has a new climate plan, but as CPR Sam Brash reports, critics say it neglects some of the places most affected by pollution.
Renee Malarge-Cone is an educator and environmental advocate in Commerce City. The suburb north of Denver has struggled with industrial pollution for decades. She says Governor Polis' office could have consulted more with her community for his new climate roadmap.
There are ways to heal these spaces if community leaders bring in the people that have been harmed the most.
The plan calls for a rapid move to renewables and electric power. The state is also implementing rules to make sure low-income communities have a seat at the table and benefit from that transition. Malarge-Cone says that's good, but it should have happened before the state finished the roadmap, not after. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The state is ramping up DUI enforcement for an effort that starts today and will last more than a week. CDOT says 167 suspected impaired drivers were arrested over the New Year's Eve holiday weekend. This is CPR News.